Regional economists expect that Massachusetts will emerge from the recession at the end of this year, at least technically. Forecasters with the New England Economic Partnership, or NEEP, say the pain will linger despite relatively good prospects for a recovery. WBUR business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch explains.
Forecasting the economy is a thankless job because basically you're always wrong.
It's a matter of how wrong. These recessions all entail surprises, and this one was no exception.
Alan Clayton Matthews is an economist at UMass Boston. Twice a year, he gets together with other experts from around the region to say where the economy is headed. Well, last fall, he was pretty wrong. He thought the Commonwealth economy would be picking back up again about now. He was not alone.
As late as December 2008, the consensus among economists was that the economy would be growing a slight bit in the first quarter of 2009. That's how off economists were.
This spring, standing on a patio deck of the Federal Reserve Bank of Boston, where the New England Economic Partnership was meeting, Clayton Matthews thinks most of the surprises are behind us, and that his latest state forecast is going to be less wrong, namely that the recession will end, that Massachusetts will start seeing positive economic growth around the end of this year. That may sound good, but Clayton Matthews says it's not really.
Although the economy may begin to turn around in terms of product and output at the end of this year or very early next, the pain is going to continue well into next year.
That's because unemployment lags behind economic growth. Clayton Matthews expects the state unemployment rate will peak at 9.5% a year and a half from now. But here's the good news. Once Massachusetts payroll hits bottom, it has a decent chance of coming back reasonably quickly. Clayton Matthews says this recession is different than the early 90s recession or the tech bubble bursting, where it took forever for companies to fill jobs again.
In the last two recessions, Massachusetts was doing much worse than the rest of the country, so people left the state to find jobs elsewhere. But this time, we're doing no worse than the rest of the country and better than some sections, so people are staying, and that means they'll be available to work when the economy recovers.
And employers may well hire those people back at a healthy rate, says Mark Zandi, who delivers the U.S. outlook for Moody's Economy.com. Because, he says, employers haven't just been cutting fat with layoffs lately. He says they've been cutting bone, people they really didn't want to get rid of.
I think many businesses just panicked. They lost access to credit. Bankers were cutting lines. They saw profits and cash flow draining. And they were fearful for their own survival and therefore felt like they had to cut very aggressively. And once they feel like the coast is clear, they can get a line of credit and profits are rising and not falling, that they'll start hiring back more aggressively.
There's another thing that bodes well for a jobs recovery in Massachusetts. The tech sector, which has been shedding jobs of late, has not been in a bubble like it was in the last recession, so it has a sustainable level to return to. On the other hand, the housing market, which was in a bubble, still has more correcting to do, says Clayton Matthews. He doesn't expect home prices to start rising again until the fall of next year. So while the bottom is in sight, and that seems like good news, it still means that the state's economy is the furthest from where it peaked last year.
And it's if you were getting beaten by a crowbar and the perpetrator switches to a baseball bat and you say, ah, that feels better. Conditions are still enormously bad.
Of course, Clayton Matthews could be wrong in his forecast. He was late in seeing how bad the economy was going to get and when. Now he's hoping that if he's wrong with anything, it is that the recovery will come sooner than he's forecasting. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.
You can track the ups and downs of the economy on The Bottom Line. That's our blog and podcast on our website, wbur.org.